And yes, I know you'll be expecting to see to hear Emma this morning, but Emma can't be here, so I'm here. But it does mean that I'm not quite sure what the lineup of guests is. She has told me, but I can't, you know, I haven't got it all in my head. So we'll just see what unfolds. And yeah, great. But I do have Rhiannon, who's a regular guest on Island Life for Emma, and she's come over from the library. How's it going, Rhiannon?
It's great. Thank you very much. We're very busy down at the library with this wet school holiday, so it's all happening down there at the moment.
Right. And so what is happening?
Well, we've got the school holidays on at the moment, of course, so we're focusing these school holidays on heroes and villains at Waiheke Library and across the city as well. So our activities for this, we had an amazing activity on Wednesday last week. We had Drayden Sabania come in to read to the children from his books, inspirational books about Kiwi heroes, and then everyone got the opportunity to think about what their dreams were, because basically Drayden believes that following your dreams leads on to being heroic and doing amazing things. So then the children had the opportunity to draw their dream posters, what it was they wanted to achieve in life. And we had one five-year-old girl who wanted to be a detective, and we had a range of people who wanted to become rugby players and soccer players and singers, and one young girl who wanted to grow up to become a mermaid. And yeah, so it was lots of fun. They had a great time. Drayden was so good with the kids, and it was just lovely because Drayden actually grew up on Waiheke Island, just like they are, and his dream was to become an author, and so he's fulfilled his dream, and he's working now to help kids fulfill their dreams.
Oh, how cool is that?
I know. So it's an amazing, it was an amazing activity. We had about 40 people there, I think, so it was just perfect. And next week on Wednesday at 10:30, we've got another event which should last for about an hour and a half, and that's with focusing on four-footed heroes. So we've got a guide dog. We've got Don McKenzie bringing his guide dog
nice.
Into the library, and we've also got one of our casuals at the library, Dee, bringing in her guide puppy in training.
Oh, does she train guide puppies?
I think this is her first one, actually. Wow. And he is gorgeous.
Wow.
So he's going to be coming along as well, and so she's going to be talking about what it's like to train a guide puppy, and Don will be talking about what it means for blind people to have a guide dog, and so that should be really interesting.
I have to say, his dog is lovely.
Absolutely.
Such
yeah.
a lovely dog.
I know,
yeah.
they are lovely dogs. They've got, you know, and they're picked for that, to have really beautiful natures, so yeah, so that's going to be really amazing. And then after we've had those talks with them, we'll be going on for the rest of the activity. We'll be doing super dog crafts. So we've got a little scenario set up where some villainous cats have taken over a city. And so the kids will be creating their super dog and then telling us what their super dog's superpowers are.
Wow.
And how they're going to defeat the villainous cat. So
wow.
That sounds like
so who's dreaming this stuff up? Is this you?
That was me, yeah. That was my one.
Great.
Yeah. So, and then we've also got a competition that I came up with. I was researching what sort of competition we could do for heroes and villains, and I discovered a subculture out there of librarian superheroes.
Oh, really?
So I came up with the idea of a drawing competition where it's for open to children from the age of 5 through to 12. We've got two different age categories for the judging of and the prizes. And the idea with that is to draw a librarian superhero and tell us what a librarian's superpowers would be, and then to come up with a library villain and to tell us what the library villain's villainous deeds will be.
Mm.
And I went round the schools to promote this just before the end of term one, and the kids were coming up with some just stunning ideas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really interesting what they came up with. There was one young lad who came up with the idea of a library villain who made the words disappear.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. Yeah, so absolutely really looking forward to those entries to see what the kids come up with on that one.
Mm. Oh, that sounds really interesting. So is that Wednesday morning or how
the competition is something that they can do at home throughout the holidays. So they come up, they do their drawing and their descriptions at home. And so long as they get their entries into us by the last Saturday in the holidays, which is not this Saturday, of course, but next Saturday, if they get those entries into us at the library, then we'll be judging those.
Lovely. So that's for a drawing and commentary on the librarian?
Yeah, so they draw the library superhero and then describe their superpowers, and they draw the library villain and describe the dastardly deeds. So,
right.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds
looking
amazing.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, great.
And then, of course, we've got, starting next Saturday, we've got Music Month of May.
Oh, that's always good fun.
I know. So we've got a really cool lineup of people for that one. Next Saturday at 11 a.m, we've got JB James performing in the library.
Nice.
So she's going to be performing a set of original songs with acoustic guitar, and she describes her sound as earthy and heartfelt. So really looking forward to that
she's
one.
She's got a lovely voice.
She has, yeah. And then the following Saturday, the 11th of May, we've got Ella Rose coming along. Now, I don't think Ella's done any live performances on Waiheke. She's done some live performances in the city, and she's got quite a long history of professional music recording. She's recorded with Mike Oldfield on Tubular Bells 3. And various other things in her life. She's an amazing lady, and she's done a lot of aid work as well in Europe. And so she's a fascinating person, and she's got a beautiful, simple, delicate and lyrical sound. So she'll be a great one to come along and listen to, because I think most Waihikians won't have heard her perform before.
Mm. Does she live on Waiheke?
She does.
How does she come performing?
Yeah, she lives on Waiheke, and I'm not quite sure how long she's been living here, but she is starting to get back into performing. So watch out for her. I think she's also going to be performing at Artworks fairly soon as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so come along for that. And the following Saturday on the 18th of May, we've got two Waiheke High School performances. We've got the Waiheke High School choirs performing in the morning at 11 a.m. From previous years, I can tell you that's going to be an absolute delight. They have a beautiful sound. Sarah McNabb does a brilliant job with them. And then at 2 p.m. we've got the Waiheke High School Jazz Ensemble, who are being taught by Chris Orange.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I think they played at Ian Travis's Leaving Do, didn't they?
Yes.
They were quite lovely.
They're very good. Yes, I know. And I think they also performed recently with the choirs in the Mora Hall. So, yes, they're a brilliant group as well. We've got lots of young talent on the island, and it's great to have an opportunity to hear them in public.
Does that coincide with Youth Week as well?
Not
I know
quite.
Youth Week
is
coming up,
yes,
but I'm not sure when. It's in May sometime.
Yeah, not quite, but certainly it is a focus on youth that day. So that's the 18th of May, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then on the 25th of May, which is the last Saturday of May, we've got at 11 a.m. a performance by Ian Simpson. So that'll be a powerful live performance, which is inspired by his Idols of the 60s.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that'll be a great one to come along to. And then in the afternoon, you've got an opportunity to make your own music. We have got a professional ukulele teacher, Paul Johnson, who has very generously donated his time across the city to Auckland libraries, and he's going to be coming along to do a ukulele training session between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. So that's a free ukulele lesson.
Wow. Mm.
Well worth coming
that
along to that
good.
One. Mm, absolutely. Mm. But you do need to book for that one. We're only going to take 20 people.
Right.
And we've already had some bookings. So if you're interested in that one, do give us a call at the library on 372 1087. That's 372 1087 to make your booking.
Oh, lovely. Oh, can you book me in for that? I'll make a call.
You want to come along?
Yes,
to
I do.
Fantastic.
I do want to come along.
Okay, I will definitely write you down for that one.
Great. Thank you.
That's all good.
Yeah. Great. Lovely. Well, that'll be fun. New Zealand Music Month. It's amazing how much local talent there is.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about this, that we get an opportunity to celebrate local talent by giving free performances to the local community.
And I always say this, I love the crossover between music and the library.
Absolutely.
And the library being a place that people can enjoy other things. I mean, obviously reading's fabulous.
Yep.
But it's nice that it gives people another excuse to get into the library.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also, a big shift in libraries these days. There's, you know, the old stereotype of the library as a quiet space where everyone goes shush is dying very, very, it's not dying very well. People still believe that that's what libraries are all about, that you've got to go in there and be absolutely silent. And actually, libraries are deliberately shifting towards being community spaces. And we see ourselves as catering to a wide variety, and the music in the library is a part of that process of us shifting our image from being those silent locations to being a community buzz. And if you come in on a Saturday morning, you really do get that sense of the library as a community space. It's full of life and vitality and buzz of conversations, and it's just a really cool place to hang out.
Yeah, and I guess as our community spaces get less and less, it makes a nice indoor space.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll have that far more in the new library once that's finished. It was great to see that project kick off again this week. We were feeling like we needed to do a bit of cheering over that one. So when we have the new library, we will still have we'll actually have a room that we can shut that can be a quiet study space for those who do want the quiet.
Yes, because I have to say, I do like a quiet study space in the library.
Yeah, yeah. So the new library will be able to cater to that, which is great. But in addition to that, of course, we'll have far more space than we do at the moment to have that area for people to gather and talk and connect and have events, and that'll be lovely.
Oh, lovely. And I see the work is starting up again?
Yes, it started up again this week. So
great.
We're very
That's
happy
a relief,
about that.
Isn't it?
It was, yes,
so,
it was.
Honestly, that mud is just starting to seep everywhere.
Yeah. No, so that's all good.
Lovely. Oh, great. Well, that sounds amazing. And did you say you had something else about digital resources?
I've been doing some research in our digital library for the local high school, and it's just really highlighted to me how little people know about our digital library. One of the things that amazes me is when people walk through the door, quite a lot of people sort of think that what they see is what they get. And that is absolutely not the case, because when you walk through those doors, you're actually getting access, first of all, to 3.5 million items that sit across the city. I know. And that those items are free to bring over to Waiheke. So, and that's a brilliant service. It's an amazing opportunity to get your hands on some amazing material. But in addition to that, we also have a vast collection of digital stuff for people, not just the e-books and the e-audio books that you can download, but digital databases. And it's an interesting thing that people sort of think, oh, well, we've got Google, why do we need digital databases? What can they offer that Google can't? And I can tell you, certainly as a library student myself, and as a user of these different resources, that the material that you can get through the digital library is far superior to what you generally get in your first hits from Google. And one of the things that we have in our digital collection that I think Julia's talked about this before as well, and I certainly promote to our customers, is that we have Press Display, which is a vast resource of 2,200 current worldwide newspapers that you can access for free through your library membership. You can read things like The Guardian, The Independent, and all sorts of other newspapers from around the world, from the UK, America, all over the place, and in different languages if you're so inclined.
That's really incredible. I bet the immigrant population really love that. Because, I mean, you know, if you're Spanish or, you know, French or whatever, you do quite like reading your own newspapers.
Absolutely, yes. So do definitely take a look at that. And the thing about these, if you sort of feel, oh, well, I still like the feel of paper in my hand, you actually can print from these as well. So if there's articles that you're particularly wanting to read in detail, you can also print from this resource. So that is an amazing thing to check out. And yeah, the other databases, I mean, there's so many things in there. I was looking for information about, you know, how sometimes it's quite interesting to read reviews or articles about books that you've read. I went into the Literature Resource Centre in the last week and was having a really good look around in there. And there's some amazing things in there as well.
Right.
Information about books and reviews and biographies and critical reviews going back to the 1960s, but as current as much more recent, you know, last year's as well. So it's just an amazing resource to just play around with and check out what you can get access to.
So how do you access it?
Well, on the homepage, so we should be using now the Auckland Libraries website, not the old Auckland City Libraries website. So if you've still got Auckland City Libraries favourited in your computers, you need to shift to the Auckland Libraries website. And on that green, predominantly green homepage that you will see, there are these tabs, and the last tab is the digital library. So if you click on that one, you've got the option of searching through all the different resources we've got alphabetically if you're so inclined, or we've also got hot topics down the side, so
you could just look up literature review or something.
Yes, yeah. Yep, you can just search for the Literature Review Resources Centre, or you could the press display is actually there's a link on that front digital page as well for that.
Yeah, I've used Auckland Libraries for research, writing research, and it's incredible what you can find.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And it's one that students really need to be aware of, because quite often, you know, they're searching for material at the last minute, and we can't necessarily get things over quickly enough for people sometimes. But that digital library is a huge resource of materials, academic articles that can be accessed electronically, and it's well worth checking out if you're doing assignments particularly, but even for general interest, people looking up information on things that they have an area of interest as a hobby. There's just so much in there. It's well worth checking out.
Oh, lovely. Well, Rhiannon, thanks for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
That sounds lovely. Lots of different things we can do in the holidays and for New Zealand Music Month, and now the digital resources. There's no stopping you.
No, there's absolutely not. So just to recap, for the school holidays, we've got an event this Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., Super Dogs and Super Crafts. So hope to see lots of people there.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you.